Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. It is so good to have all of you here. It really, really is. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, 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 where we are starting a conversation with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. And it is so clear to me that God, of course, is always doing this, but maybe supremely in seasons like this, He's rebooting us and renewing and reviving and restoring and showing us certain things. And so part of what we're doing is just recovering the simplicity and the natural rhythms and the conversational nature of prayer, because we have in one sense made prayer complex. And the fact that we don't think of or describe prayer as simple and natural and conversational simply means that we have missed what prayer actually is. And sometimes we do have to unlearn in order to learn. Sometimes we have to forget what we've known in order to move into the unknown that God's calling us into. And so we're recovering that prayer is like a child talking to their father that is always, always, always present. That prayer has nothing to do with pressure or force or have to. And to bring those elements into prayer is to abuse prayer. And so prayer and meditation and scripture is what we're talking through, you know, and talking about. And so I hope you've found that quiet spot. You've got your Bible, you've got your journal, I've got my coffee. I don't know what you have to drink, but we're going to begin a conversation with Jesus that is going to last throughout the day. And the title of this podcast, and you can go to Luke chapter 9, we're going to be in verse 28 in just a moment, Luke chapter 9, the gospel according to Luke. The title of the podcast today is this: There is more, so much more. There is more, so much more. And when I say that, I'm talking about Jesus, relationship with Him. But then, as we've noticed, hopefully, throughout our podcasts together, there's always concentric circles that are ever widening in our lives with the relationship with Jesus at the center. And then, you know, marriage and family and friends and vocation and neighbors and on and on and on it goes. And so there is more. There is so much more. And so I just did a question before we hit the text. Do you feel that? Do you believe that? Do you know that? That when it comes to relationship with Jesus and others, when it comes to, if I could put it this way, who Jesus is, who Jesus really is, or when it comes to who those are that you're in relationship with, who they are, is there more? Is there so much more? And sometimes we get to the point where we're like, well, this is as good as it's going to get. And I've said to people before, if you say this is good, this is as good as it's going to get, then yeah, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes as good as it's going to get. But rather, if we say there's more, there's so much more, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy as well. It's a perspective of abundance when it comes to relationship, as opposed to a perspective of scarcity. Now, there is more. There is so much more. Take a look at Luke chapter 9, verse 28. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to them, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and there was a voice that came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves, and they did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. There is more. There is so much more. The disciples are following Jesus around in first century Palestine, and Jesus, a fully human being, eating with them and talking with them and crying sometimes and laughing and doing all the things that human beings do. And the disciples, specifically Peter, James, and John, were enjoying, you know, that relationship. But there's more. There's so much more. And in this story, the transfiguration, where the more is revealed, where the deeper reality of who Jesus is revealed, where they see his glory, they see his divinity, they see that there is so much more than what they realized there was. Now, Jesus's transfiguration does not in any way take away from the real, genuine, full humanity. In fact, it enhances it. But let me just say that again. The transfiguration of Jesus does not take away from the full, real reality of the fully human nature of Jesus. It just says there's more. There is a divinity reality. Jesus is fully God and fully human, and that's a mystery of the incarnation. The incarnation means God becoming flesh. There's a mystery of the incarnation, but the point is, there's more. There's so much more. And Peter and James and John are realizing there's more, and as this more is revealed, they're almost caught off guard. They're not very awake, and then they become fully awake, and Peter's speaking. Of course, he's speaking. He's always speaking. He doesn't quite know what he's saying. Of course, he's dealing with this whole idea of the Feast of Tabernacles. That's why he's talking about shelters. That's a little bit too much Old Testament stuff to go into right now. It's not that he's saying nonsense. He is talking about the Feast of Tabernacles when he's talking about shelters, but it's like he doesn't know what to say because this more is being unveiled. It's being revealed. Whoa, there's more to Jesus that we realize. Whoa, there's more to this relationship than we had ever thought or anticipated. There is so much more. And what's kind of interesting too is that there's this vision or this reality, I'm not quite sure, of Moses and Elijah, two key Old Testament figures, right? Representing the law and the prophets. And so the Old Testament is saying there's more, there's so much more. Think about that for a moment. The Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi, the Old Testament, the first part of our Bibles, the Old Covenant, says there's more. There's so much more. The Old Testament pointed beyond itself, and then the New Testament is that more. But of course, there were 400 years of silence between the Old and the New Testament, right, where the question was posed, is there more? Is there more? Is there more? Yes, there's more. There's so much more. And so Moses and Elijah are saying what the Old Testament said. There's more. There's so much more. And then Jesus is a central feature. He is the more. He is so, so much more. And that's part of the theology of this story of the transfiguration. And you know, the reality is, sometimes we go through seasons with Jesus and with our spouse, with our friends, with our girlfriend, with our boyfriend, with our coworkers, with our kids, where we think, well, there's not much more. This is really as good as it gets. And again, when we say this is as good as it gets, then that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes as good as it gets. But we go through those seasons. You, I, we might be in one of those seasons right now with our marriage or with Jesus or with whoever. And if you are, be careful that you don't say, there's not much more. this is as good as it gets, because part of what this story is saying, and part of what this story is saying about the relationship that we get to have with Jesus, is there's more. There's so much more, even when we can't see it, maybe especially when we can't see it, God is driving deep into our hearts the reality that there is more. Now, here's the point, though. Notice the voice from heaven says, listen to him. This is my son. Listen to him. This is the key to entering into more. Listen to him. Be obedient to him. This is the invitation into more. This is God's invitation into adventure with Jesus, joy with Jesus, risk with Jesus, mission with Jesus, more relationship with Jesus. Listen to him. Be obedient to him. Seek him. Walk with him. And I would make the argument that this is the invitation into more with our spouse, ourselves, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors, our enemies. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. And as we listen to Jesus and follow Jesus and obey Jesus, even when it's difficult in marriage and relationship and friendship, we discover, oh my gosh, there's more. Listening is often the cross, but without the cross, we can't have, you know it, the resurrection. You can't have Easter without Good Friday. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. There's so much more. There's more. There's so much more in our relationships, in our marriage, in our friendships. There's so much more of that person to be revealed, of that person to shine, of that person's uniqueness to just explode. And that's the case with you and I as well. There's so much more of us, and God is bringing it out. He's bringing it about. So don't let the enemy catch you in, this is as good as it gets. Let God open our eyes to the abundance mentality of there's more. There's so much more with our relationship with Jesus and with each other. And the key is to listen to him so we can experience that so much more. So have a conversation with Jesus. Maybe read this passage again. Think about your relationship with him, with those closest to you, with those farthest from you, and let the Spirit of God say, there's more. Even if you can't see it right now, even if you don't get it right now, even if it's hard right now, there's so much more. And what does it look like to listen to him so that we can enter into that more? So what's God saying? What's God doing? So meditate, pray, journal a bit. Don't say amen, because you and I are going to spend the day with the Jesus where there is so much more. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.